हेलो
हेलो।
राइट All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me, Marcia?
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is the Journey Artist Around the World. I am your host, Kiana the Artist, and my guest is Words by Marcia. The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for artists to market their content and promote their crafts by showcasing their artists' talents, abilities, gifts, powers. The platform also offers an opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, and get inspired. Through this program, we will open your mind to share and listen. It's important for us to state that creativity who have overcome different struggles such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disabilities, and highly recommend to come forward and share their life stories. So my guest is, where's Bar Marcia? And how are you doing today?
I am doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great, fantastic, and thank you for coming on to the Journey Artists Around the World.
Thank you for having me. Such a great opportunity to be here. I'm excited.
Thank you. And can you tell people where you're from?
Yes, I am from the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia. I was born in Alexandria, Virginia, to be exact, and I moved here to Marietta, Georgia at the age of 15. This month actually marks 24 years I have lived in Georgia.
Nice. And could you please tell the audience of more about your journey as an artist, poet, and how life been as an artist?
Yes, I actually never imagined being an artist. I started seriously writing poetry in middle school when we were asked to write a poem for Black History Month. My love for poetry started there. I wrote my very first poetry book in the ninth grade as another class project. Then a second book, which were both prior to moving to Atlanta and remained unpublished. So I never published those books because several years after I moved here, I lost them in the move. My journey as a poet has been fairly easy because writing comes naturally to me. It was the performing part of poetry that gave me pause. Like most people, I had to overcome stage fright. After my first performance, I didn't get back on the stage until over a decade later. I never desired to be a spoken word artist per se. It wasn't until June 2017 that I was invited to do my very own spoken word showcase, star myself, that I became empowered to even become a spoken word artist or any kind of artist. Prior to that showcase, I had never memorized a single poem. It actually was difficult for me. I believe that true spoken word requires you to perform without a book, paper or some form of device in your hand, and I've always wanted to be that type of artist, not to be able to get on stage and to read off of something. With that showcase, I was blessed to have music accompany me and my poetry, which made it easy for me to memorize my poems. In less than 30 days, I committed to memory 9 poems where I could never commit just one. So the showcase was a success. And it ignited my desire to perform more. So to answer your original question, life as an artist has been great. I actually went from performing free on open mic nights to getting paid gigs. So that's, I would say that's one of the good things about your craft, is going from doing it for free and then getting paid to do so.
Oh, fantastic. And would you say, what was your accomplishments and what are you proud of?
I am proud mostly that I have published 4 books. I published my first 2 poetry books in 2009. I was proud to become an author and have supporters and be able to allow them to have that way to read my stuff, to listen to my material through books. It's one thing to write books, but it's another thing to actually have people, or it's one thing to write poetry rather, and then to have books available so that people can read your work and share in your works. So I have, like I said, I have 4 books. The first one was Words One Can't Describe. My second one is More Than a Title. My third one is What I Got Is Good. And the fourth one is The Best of Me, The Poetic Reinvention. And all these books that I have created can be purchased on my website, wordsbymarcia.com. So I'm really excited about being able to have that, those type of things. And as far as making videos, I have also created and produce YouTube videos of my spoken word, which can also be found on my site. I am joyous that I have various ways to inspire, uplift, and motivate others through the power of my words.
Thank you. Very inspiring.